Pass inside and Ames will pass up a shot for Sam Dekker. An upper Dekker.
Oh, con el pase de Jerry Osmond sin caer al piso y de primera la pone Kevin Love.
Ball's lobbed inside to Nance. Nance puts it up, puts it in, gets fouled, and Larry Nance has a chance for the three-point play.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
We got to work on getting some new highlights.
I would like to file a complaint live on Cavs HQ. I do not like my highlight in the open.
That only took him, what, 2.5 seconds over under for his first complaint. Usually it takes about a minute for you to complain. 2.5 seconds.
It's election week. We got to express ourselves. Oh, so, you know.
I see how it is. This is Cavs HQ. It's presented by AT&T. English radio voice, Spanish radio voice of the Cavs, John and Rafa. Great to have you with us. We have an excellent show.
Great news.
Excellent show this week. We do have some great news as well. Monday, Cavs and Larry Drew agreed to a head coaching contract. Good man, Larry Drew. He's been in the NBA for 38 seasons as a player, as an assistant, as an associate head coach, and as a head coach. This will be his third franchise that he becomes the head coach of. 3 seasons in Atlanta, all 3 times. The Hawks headed on to the postseason, also a season in Milwaukee. It is Larry Drew moving forward as the Cavaliers head coach.
And the most important thing, John, other than the fact that everybody seems to be happy with the decision that the front office took, is the fact that, like Kobe Altman said when they named him the acting head coach, that he is the man that has been in all different types of situations that we are very sure to encounter
right
going down this early this season. That is still young, so development of players, you know, competing, and at the same time trying to make sure that he melds this group of veterans with young guys, with rookies. So it seems to me that he's the perfect guy for the job.
And at that point, he was with an Atlanta team that was always right around that 7-8 spot, mm-hmm. you know, looking to get into the playoffs, and he got that team to the playoffs 3 consecutive years. The next season, he was with a Milwaukee team in a complete rebuild. So he knows that situation as a head coach as well. Congratulations to Larry Drew as he is the new Cavaliers head coach. This season here with the Cavaliers and on Fox Sports Ohio, we're coming to you on the radio side on the Cavaliers Radio Network, simulcast on Fox Sports Ohio. We don't invite one new host and reporter, but two new hosts and reporters. We had Angel Gray on this show last week, does a terrific job, and another person who does a terrific job, Kaylee Griffin. We are fortunate to have her with us in the first half hour here today. That'll be fun to get to know Kaylee. She's going to be everywhere.
Straight out of Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
By way of San Antonio.
She's with the Spurs over the last 2 seasons. I want to know a little bit about how that Kawhi saga took place. I mean, yes, that couldn't have been a comfortable scenario in San Antonio. Think about it, though. For the last 2 decades, very little has been uncomfortable. They sail as smoothly as any other team in the NBA. And also, how about the retirement of Tony Parker? Not the retirement, but the moving on of Tony Parker after all of those seasons.
And I have proof that Kaylee is an international, multi-continental star.
Yes, she is.
And there's proof that she made Kawhi Leonard smile and laugh before that video when he was introduced to Toronto.
That may be more of an accomplishment
than
anything else.
I know she's very happy as well that when we are in San Antonio in March, Manu Ginobili will have his jersey retired.
That's right.
And it will be their Noche Latina. So I guess they did it because I'm going to be there
very
too.
Probably. You know, I mean, it all revolves around Rafa.
Manu is a very special person, not only for the Spurs, but also for the Hispanic community. So
that should be a fun night. Yeah, it should be a fun night for everybody. Kaylee Griffin in the first half. Second half of the show, we have Joe G, founder of Cavs.com, beat reporter for the Cavaliers, beat writer, and Mike Snyder, who works
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Mike Snyder.
Press Club of Cleveland Hall of Famer just last week. Terrific honor. Incredibly well-deserved. Michael, you want to talk? I mean, we're talking about Larry Drew, having been in the business for a long time. Michael has been in the Cleveland sports business for a long time. Not only the Cavaliers, but also the Browns, also the Indians. And he has tons of good stories. I love relying upon Mike. I bend his ear every game about not just Cavalier things, but about, you know, what do you think about this about the Browns? Or tell me about this from the Indians from 20 years ago. And I can't wait to bounce some things off Mike and to congratulate him for a well-deserved honor.
He's one guy that everybody I ask about, they know him on the first-name basis. And I think that's amazing. That's how great and how likable Mike Snyder is.
Yeah.
But I have a story that, you know, I had a little problem doing research for this show. And
I
would
saw
like
that.
To share it with Mike Snyder.
We are going
to
share. The best compliment I ever heard about Mike is that he can carry on a conversation about virtually anything. You can name anything.
We got to try that today. Just pick a few topics and just like let him go with it.
Yeah, let him roll. So Mike's great. He's going to be along in the second half of the show. But we have Kaylee Griffin straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ. That's next.
Standing O.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena. Metallica. Buy tickets at theqarena.com. The venue box office. All Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations are by phone. World Wired Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
Metallica.
I desire.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Cleveland! Wednesday, November 7th, the Cavs will honor veterans and active military during Salute to Service Night presented by Ohio Cat.
Here's Love now, left side of the lane. Goes to the paint, gets hung on to, somehow muscled it up, and muscled it in.
Cavs versus Thunder on Salute to Service Night presented by Ohio Cat, November 7th at 7. Let's thank our service members together. Visit Cavs.com for tickets.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, TheQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
You do a little bit of everything. You're in five clubs. You play two sports.
Yes.
You're going to be interning in the Advocate Sports Department.
Yes.
You have a 3.8 grade point average. How do you find time to do all these things and do them so well?
You manage your time well. I love everything I do, so I find time for it all. And I have time for my family and friends as well. You know, you just have to learn how to manage your time. And if you love it, then you're going to find time for it. So.
Fear the chicken as we're back here on Cavs HQ.
That's the question. Forget about the 3.8 GPA. I don't want to ask what happened to that point two. But, like, you know, fear the chicken.
With our feature guest, Kaylee Griffin.
I can't believe we're starting off with that.
Oh, we'll go digging.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
Beware.
For those on the radio side, Kaylee was wearing a Fear the Chicken shirt.
Yes.
And
I can explain that.
Please.
So, Trinity College, my sister went there. She played basketball there. They're the Trinity Bantams, which is a chicken. So their shirt was Fear the Chicken. That was one of them. Oh, so
very nice.
Yes.
You were being asked about your future career as a high schooler.
Yes.
And look at you now. And now, I mean, now you've obviously being on the set of the show, now you've made, you know, you've made the big time. So
this is what I've been looking forward to. I know. Is getting onto this show.
I know. It's a big deal.
Do you really know what you wanted to do at that age? At what point do you kind of realize that what you're doing right now is what you wanted to do?
I think that was around the time that I had an idea. So that video was from my senior year of high school. I, at that point, was deciding if I wanted to play either volleyball or basketball in college, and had kind of gotten to the point after going through the AAU circuit that I was just tired, but knew that I wanted to continue a path in sports. So that was when I started to really explore, and that that year, I was interning with the local newspaper at home, writing up the little sports blurbs and stuff. So I'd go after practice, and I'd take all the phone calls from the coaches and do them. So that's kind of when I got my first taste, and then knew from there.
And then you realized you were undefeated. Well, being on that side of the ball.
Right, exactly.
For those of you listening who are aspiring to be a reporter, aspiring to be a host, that's what you do. You get in at the lower levels and go from there, right? You got
to
hustle.
You have to hustle. I mean, so much now it's about getting that experience. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many internships I had, but just having that when I was in high school, it definitely helped me when I got my first internship, so for sure.
So you go through all of that, and right now I have to read this. Usually yes. I know the title, but your title is Fox Sports Ohio digital host and Cavs reporter.
Yes.
What exactly does that mean? So for somebody who wants to see more Kaylee Griffin and can't quite wind their way through Fox Sports Ohio digital host and Cavs reporter, you will be doing what?
That's a great question. I'm still trying to figure it out a little bit, too. Yeah. So I am working for Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavs, and we're doing a little bit of everything. So for Fox Sports Ohio, it's going to be mostly on the digital side, mm-hmm. but people have probably seen me already doing some stuff on the pre- and post-game shows. We're focusing on feature work, so we want to give a little bit more of an in-depth look of this team. We want to give people a reason to watch these guys off the court as well. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we're going to be really focusing on this season. Cavs side, I'm going to hopefully find out a little bit more this week of what we're going to be doing, but we have a lot of different ideas, and you're going to kind of be seeing me everywhere, or hearing me. I'm going to be doing some stuff on radio as well.
That's the best part, the radio side, obviously.
Yes, absolutely.
Clearly.
Can't wait. Actually, I'm going to be doing my first pre and post on December 1st, so looking forward to that.
After today, you're going to tell them that you don't want anything to do with Cavs HQ, or are you going to want more?
No,
to do?
I think I want my own segment.
You are going
actually.
To be a regular here on Cavs HQ.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're still, it's kind of a work in progress, but you'll see me probably all over the place.
Whirlwind, right? I mean, you joked about it being a last second acquisition.
Yes.
That really was the case, right?
Literally. Angel and I both found out on a Saturday with the season starting on Wednesday. Right. So Angel travels. I'm going to be traveling throughout the season, mm-hmm. not as regularly as Angel, but she had to get out here on Tuesday to leave for Toronto. Mm-hmm. I had a little bit more time, so I got to come out for the home opener that weekend. I actually came out here with my mom, looked at apartments on Saturday, was here for the home opener, and then Thursday we drove out. So
nice.
It's been a whirlwind. But
and obviously you come from San Antonio.
Yes.
You know, great franchise, great weather. And now you're coming to Cleveland, different situation,
definitely.
Great franchise. You find out it's a great organization, but different situation weather-wise.
And
what went into the decision to make the move?
Just a lot of different things. San Antonio is a different beast, I think. I learned so much while I was there, but from a position of as a reporter trying mm-hmm. to grow, you only get so much access down there, mm-hmm. and that's nothing against the organization. It's worked forever, and again, I learned so much from being around them, but for me professionally and moving forward, I wanted to continue to grow, and this presented me with an opportunity to do a lot and to really dive into it, and the access we get with the Cavs here is it's just so much different. So
let's talk a little basketball. I mean, San Antonio, typically, you know, for decades they just do their thing. And they win, and they win championships, and they're always
cruise
in the playoffs.
Control.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is. I mean, the team has set records in the NBA for being in the playoffs, and seasons over 500, and everything else. Last season, for the first time in a long time, drama surrounded San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard played only 9 games last season, had the injury that lingered all year long. What was that like to be there and to go through that and to see how it eventually came to fruition as now he's north of the border and playing for the Raptors?
Yeah, it was a crazy year. I think it's funny because you see how spoiled the fans got because it was the first time in, I don't know, 20 years that they didn't win 50 games. They won 47.
Right.
So it was this huge.
Even during the strike year, the lockout year, they won 50 games,
so
right?
So it was a huge, I mean, the fans, you're like, oh my God, look at the group they have on the floor right now. And they still got to 47 wins. So that in itself was a whole thing, but it was a very interesting year. My first year there, we went to the Western Conference Finals, and they were just rocking out. They were awesome. Mm-hmm. Last year started off a little weird because we found out right after media day that Kawhi was out indefinitely, but it didn't seem alarming. Mm-hmm. And then as the season progressed, we didn't really see him anymore. He wasn't at the practice facility. And then it started to get a little weird. But what the Spurs do is they kind of just keep things in-house. And that's how they've always worked. And that's why you really never hear about them. Right. They kind of slide under the radar, and that's pretty much what they tried to do with this situation. They, I would say by most accounts, they did a pretty good job of keeping this very strange situation under the radar. But it got to a point mid-season where you have to address it. It's Kawhi's true. Not there. Like, there's no update on him. Right. So eventually he came out and said that he was seeking another opinion in New York, and that's why he wasn't with the team. And it was definitely strange, but from our standpoint, we were told that we just have to address that he's not – we just don't even mention his name. Mm-hmm. So it was just one of those that we kind of swept under the rug, and we had to act like he wasn't there and he wasn't part of it, and that's – it is what it is. So from my standpoint, it was just – another day. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like
just
you just act.
You, right. just do what you do.
Act
right.
like he's not there, and that's it. But of course, the media from a national standpoint was blowing it up, but we just couldn't address it.
And you mentioned the fans being spoiled. Mm-hmm. And when you have a nucleus of players the way that the Spurs had for so long, you know, you mentioned Kawhi, obviously Tim Duncan left, he retired before that. And then, you know, Tony Parker decides to go to greener pastures. If you can say that, and then Manu Ginobili retired.
Yes.
So it's a whole change going on.
I think I left
on.
At the perfect time. I think Manu retired Manu's, because he knew I was leaving.
Yeah, obviously.
He was waiting to see what I was doing, and then he was like, okay, he's not coming back. I'm done.
Goes without
I'm
now, this is something that people don't know, how much noise 15 or 20 Argentinians can make at an arena.
I can't tell you, the Argentinian fans are like nothing I've ever seen. But they were there every game. There was Argentinian fans there. It was amazing. And it was actually the last 2 years because they thought maybe the year before he was going
right.
to retire.
That's right, yeah.
So it was a 2 year thing. But
it is amazing. And I'm telling you, if you ever get a chance to watch an Argentinian team play, a soccer
internationally,
game,
sure, right. Any sport.
Or see the fans at an arena, they chant and sing for 48 minutes in basketball, and it's just 15 or 20 of them.
It seems
like it's packed with Argentinian fans.
When the Cavs go to San Antonio this year, with it being Manu's retirement, that you'll see.
Yes.
You'll have a whole pack of Argentinian fans there, and you'll see. It's amazing.
What was the fans' reaction? I mean, Tony Parker, obviously beloved in San Antonio, decides to make the move. Obviously, DeJounte Murray emerged last season. And then, you know, ironically, this year he suffers a long-term injury. And just when
Brutal.
You need Tony Parker, he's gone. And we just saw him in Charlotte a couple of days ago, and he looks as good as he's looked in 5-10 years, maybe. But fan reaction to that, you know, are they – you always wonder. I mean, obviously, he's a guy who's been there forever, and he's won all the championships and everything else. Are there some fans that say, you know, why did you leave us, Tony? We really need you. Or is it – hey, great, good for you, go do your thing.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of initial shock because Tony is one of the big three there. So seeing him in a different uniform is kind of crazy. But I think there was a lot of support because he did so much for San Antonio. And people are understanding it was made known by Pop last year that DeJounte was taking over the reins.
Right.
And after Tony hurt his quad in the playoffs the year before, that's kind of what the progression was. So he knew that, and I think moving forward, he felt like he had more to give, and he didn't know if he was going to get that.
And also, there's nothing you can tell Tony but the way he handled the situation, because he literally helped the Spurs bring this kid up.
Right.
And they have a couple of different options still. They use Patty Mills as a point guard sometimes. He's not really – he's more of a two. But then they had Derek White, who was the rookie last year. He actually hurt his heel. And then Lonnie Walker, who they drafted, he's hurt too. So they just had a string of bad luck at the beginning of this season. Tony handled it really well. And he's come out and said, like, I'm a Spur for life. I'm a San Antonian for life. This is just – me doing
the
what I need to do right now. Right. And he wants to play. And he obviously showed against us that he can still play.
I'm sure Charlotte is happy.
Yeah, of course. I mean, for Charlotte, they finally behind Kemba Walker, they haven't had anybody for years. That's been a huge hole in that lineup. And all of a sudden, they have an 18-year veteran who's been to the promised land a number of times. He fills right in. Can you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
Kaylee Griffin, more right after this.
Suspect a natural gas leak?
Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
It's time to get charged up when your Canton Charge return to the Civic Center for opening night Saturday, November 10th at 7 p.m. All fans in attendance will receive a charge magnet schedule from State Farm, and there's free post-game autographs. Experience the fun and excitement of NBA G League basketball for a great night out for only $9. Get your tickets now by visiting CantonCharge.com. Your Charge are powered by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Looking for a different kind of mattress buying experience? Welcome to Levin Mattress. With more than 98 years of providing better sleep to our customers, Levin's commitment to quality, value, and service is unmatched. Plus, as the leading mattress retailer, Levin Mattress has all the top name brands crafted in the U.S. at the lowest prices guaranteed. Get the best selection and guaranteed lowest price on Tempur-Pedic and Serta Eye Comfort with no interest financing. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside every Levin Furniture showroom.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
My honor and privilege to announce that the 2022 All-Star Game will be held here in Cleveland, Ohio.
The 50th was right here in Cleveland, and now the 75th will be in Cleveland as well. We are joined by Kaylee Griffin, Fox Sports Ohio digital host and Cavs reporter, Kaylee Griffin. Great to continue to have you with us. You covered this press conference.
Yes.
Nice event. Good to have the commissioner in here. And great news. Cavs had 50 right here. Now they're going to have 75.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a great time. When the commissioner's in town, you know it's something good, right? I've had the opportunity to cover the last two All-Star games. And the weekend is just amazing. There's so much happening. And to be able to bring it to Cleveland, I think, is going to be so huge for the community to take part in all of the activities, all the different events. So yeah, coming in 2022.
And especially because it's going to be a huge event, you know, 75-year anniversary of the league. Last time it was in Cleveland, yeah. They chose the 50
Which
best
was
players.
Cool. That was cool. Remember those jackets and everything else? That was pretty neat.
The commissioner said in the conference that they're going to do something.
Yes, they don't around know what the 75th. They're going to do.
Yeah, they don't know, but they will do something.
But they need to blow it out.
Yeah, I agree.
Big milestones in the NBA. You got to come to Cleveland. Yeah.
Listen to you. I like it. I like it. All right, only a couple of weeks in. So you went to Providence.
I did, yes.
All right, prior to that, we saw the Fear the Chicken shirt. You were a standout basketball and volleyball player as well. We probably need her the next time we go down to Orlando,
this
right?
This is the thing. She played volleyball.
There we go.
In high school.
God,
are you
And
look at the tagline. On the left, quite the volleyball player.
On the left, and the picture on the left, we're seeing her. For those of you listening to us on the radio,
really
she's literally blocking.
Yeah.
Somebody a couple who's of feet above the net,
3 inches tall.
And this is something where they needed you because, you know, this past weekend we were in Orlando and Joe Michael, myself, and Alisa Dombrowski from the PR department, we form a team to play against Fort Sports Ohio. Brent Valenti, Pat Farrow, and computer team legend Lucy Matt. But we beat them 4-0. So I think that once Brent Valenti watches this show, he's still embarrassed for being shut out. And he's the one that organized everything. And Angel Gray chose to play golf instead of helping the team. Oh, I think you'll find yourself in the plane to Orlando in March when we go there.
I'm about to go over to the Fox Sports Ohio offices after this. So let's see. I have to bring this up to Brent and see what he says.
Yeah, you do need to lobby. Tell Brent you're not going to be on our team. You're on both. You're on Cavs side and Fox side.
So I can play for either. Whoever gives me the best pitch.
You know how you get on that plane? how you get on that trip? I said, Brent, if you ever want to beat Rafa at something, you need me on your team.
Here we go.
See,
he can't help
it. You're on that plane.
The more you get to know Rafa, he'll pump his own tires more than Goodyear. Honest to goodness, he has no problem talking
more
about himself.
More driven.
Yeah, more driven, Rafa. All Rafa, all the time. All right, Kaylee, what can we expect out of you over the upcoming weeks as we roll forward? The Cavs, of course, trying to get in the win column here, rack up some wins, get back going as Larry Drew now the head coach of this team.
Yeah, we have a bunch of features in the works, so we're going to be doing some cool stuff. I'm actually going to go to Detroit for Dan Gilbert's gala in a few weeks, or a week, actually. It's like a week away.
Great event.
Yeah, so we're going to be covering that, and we're going to do some cool stuff around there. And, so we're kind of up in the air. We're still kind of figuring some things out, see how the rest of the week shakes out, and then we'll go from there.
Excellent.
Well, perfect. I know I speak for a lot of people here in Northeast Ohio when I say welcome aboard. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to be here, and excited to
come back.
Do more.
Yeah.
Have me back.
I mean, a regular.
Just tell me when.
All right. Well, then you're in. That's all you need.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm ready.
You've sold yourself.
Help more Brent.
Forget about Brent. Worry about the Cavs radio side. You can deal with Fox Sports Ohio some other time. This is Cavs HQ presented by AT&T.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
The Cavaliers Team Shop is the only place to get the authentic Nike Cavs jerseys that feature the Goodyear wing foot patch worn by the players.
Angles of the basket, feeds Nance. Look out! As Nance once again hammers home a dunk.
Check out what's new at the Team Shop from Homage, New Era, Level Wear, and the official Nike On-Court collection. Shop online anytime at Cavs.com/shop to get exclusive gear that you won't find anywhere else.
You wanted the best, well, you got the best. The hottest band in the world,
KISS, the end of the road tour. One last KISS, March 17th, Quicken Loans Arena. KISS, on their final tour ever. Tickets start at $29.50 plus fees and are on sale now at theqarena.com. History will be made.
Well, every year a big part of this Cavaliers organization is its work in the community as we bring you back on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. This month, the Cavs were proud to recognize middle school teacher Eleanor Nickris and fourth grade student Emily Wright as the November Head of the Class and All-Star Kids winners for their terrific work in and out of the classroom. Cavs in-arena hosts Ahmad Crump and Moondog surprised Eleanor and Emily in front of their fellow teachers and students with a giant ticket to an upcoming Cavs game. In addition, Eleanor received a $500 donation to be used toward her classroom needs, and Emily got a pizza party for her entire class. Good work, Emily. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ. We have Mike Snyder, Joe Gabriel. Jam-packed second half of the show coming next. And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. We kick off the second half of the show with one of my favorites. Proud to call him a colleague. It is Mike Snyder. Good to see you, buddy.
Hall of Famer, Mike Snyder.
Hall of Famer. You're right. You're right. That's the new title.
I guess.
Right. It's great to be here, man. Yeah. The new digs and everything.
I know. You like the desk?
Yeah.
It's from the championship court.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Press Club of Cleveland Hall of Famer. It's a well-deserved. I heard it was a wonderful event just last week. Congratulations, my friend.
Well, thank you, John. It really was. It was a great moment for me and to share it with my family and friends. And, you know, when I thought growing up here, basically, my family moved here when I was very young and mm-hmm. really grew up here. And some of the people that are in that Hall of Fame already to see me part of that yeah. that group, it was a humbling, exciting, fun experience. And, you know, I still feel very good about it today, to be
good.
Honest with you.
You should.
Every Clevelander spends their mornings with Mike right. Snyder. Every Cleveland that loves sports has spent time with Mike Snyder. You've been around Cleveland sports since the 80s, let's say. I don't want to date you.
Yeah, well, you are, but that's okay.
He was a teen at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was so young. I came in here. I was just a newbie. You know, actually, I've been working in Cleveland in some capacity really since about 1980, actually. And I worked outside of in Overland for a little station, WOBL, even before that. And, of course, I grew up here. So mm-hmm. I really have been. But I've been on the air in some way, shape, or form pretty much since the early 80s.
And I know that June 19th, 2016, it has to be the top moment for you and your career with Cleveland sports. But to get to that point, I'm sure you lived a lot of great moments with the Indians, with the Browns, and with the Cavaliers.
Well, there were so many. You know, you look back at it, and really when I found out I was going to be honored like this, you start reflecting some, mm-hmm. Rafa. And yeah, that was, would I ever see it again? I remember as a wee little boy when the Cleveland Browns won the championship in 1964.
Oh, Lyndon Johnson in this.
We're going back, eh? Brady black and white TV. But so many, you know, and I think that, of course, the history of Cleveland, so much of it is how our hearts mm-hmm. have been broken so many times. But yet I do look back, like when I was working here professionally for the first time in the 80s, the Browns were just a fun team. I tell people, man, even though they never got to the Super Bowl, but the bed sheets were up in January, go Browns, and it was just a fun team, a great group of guys led by Bernie Kosar and so many others. And that was really my first, you know, coming in working, covering that team on a regular basis. Then, of course, the Indians in the 90s was just an incredible experience, all those sellouts and getting so close again. And of course the Cavs were very good from that time frame with the Mark Price Doherty teams. And I go back, really, I was just a fan for the miracle of Richmond. I was a young guy watching all these Cavs legends.
Is that Dave Dombrowski on the screen or is it you?
That is actually me. Now when they got that
you look like Dave, you look like our boss there.
I do actually, don't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, come on.
That was where we did the broadcast meetings. They shipped me up there to New York and they took my picture. And I really heard about that for a long time. And that goes for a long time. And I think I put down my hobby. One of my hobbies was a stair climber, and I didn't live that one down either, even to this day, Rafa. So I may as well put it out there before you get that card.
I have to tell you something. You know, when we get guests, and I'm working with John, I have to prepare for shows. You know, I have to do research. And I was actually really worried about you because I was doing research. So obviously, you know, you go to Google and you put Mike Snyder. And then I ran into this headline, and Mike Snyder's wife shoots him and buries his body with backhoe on American Monster.
I was like, Rafa, I know Janice, and that seems a little out of character.
I realized it's a movie.
She seems so sweet.
A few days, probably, but with the I did that. But yeah, that was it. That's the first thing that popped up. Yeah.
That is the first.
Oh my God! I haven't Googled myself in a while. That's a scary. You know, it's funny when I went in actually years ago. I was when the Cavs played a game in Vancouver, and I did a fill-in game, and I got up there to Canada, mm-hmm. and they really gave me a problem for customs there. Some Mike Snyder somewhere up there did something bad. So I don't know. There's some guys.
There it is.
I'm the good guy.
That's the guy they're looking for.
Here's the good guy right here.
See the deep research that we do, Mike. It's really in depth on this show. You know, you brought up the 90s, and I love talking to Mike before games. It's not just Cavs. It's Indians. It's Browns. It's everything else. But you have a good story about Mike Fratello when he coached this team, Indians Yankees, in the 90s, right?
Right. The Indians were playing the Yankees in the division series. I think this was 97. So yes. Coach Fratello was here then, and so I'm at the game, and it was a chilly, brisk October
Shocker,
night, right?
Yeah.
So the Yankees are taking infield practice, right? Don Zimmer's out there and Torrey. So they're hitting ground balls, and the guys are BP, and they're hitting infield. So I see Coach Fratello, and hey, Coach, how are you? And hey, Mike, how are you? Well, of course, with Coach Fratello, he knows everybody. So there's a guy standing nearby him, another guy, and all of a sudden he just says, like, hey, Mike, say hi to Billy Crystal. So he was like, wrapped up. Well, he was doing the research at the time.
For 61.
For 61. Oh. So he had his producer director with him, shook his hand. He was wrapped up. He was cordial, shook my hand. So now I'm standing there, and Coach Fratello's here. Billy Crystal and his the guy with him are like where you are, John.
Right.
And now Torrey and Zimmer come over, right? So they're like talking, and I'm like, this is really cool. You know, right. Here I am right in the middle of this. But now I look out toward the third base line, and I see a phalanx of television, of guys with cameras, all the TV guys, right? So I'm looking at them, and they're like, and I'm waving at them, and they're doing this. They wanted Snyder
get
out of the picture. Yeah, and I'm waving back, and they're going, no, we want a shot of Fratello, Crystal, yeah. Don Zimmer, Joe Torrey. So it was, you know, that was a humbling, it was a great experience, but it's like, oh, I got you guys. Of course, it took me about, you know, 30 seconds to figure out what they actually wanted.
Meanwhile, Rafa would have gone and put his head right between
them. I would have run in the back. Hey! Like, hey, guys,
well, this is before the old, you know, there were four cell phones and selfies and all that, but that was really kind of a cool thing, and to see the movie that Billy Crystal did,
right?
Yeah. And then, of course, the Indians won that series, which even made it better.
Yeah,
no, I didn't.
Says the Yankee, but it made it better for everybody other than Rob.
I just realized Cleveland paid me back with the title in 2016 because two of my worst moments as a sports fan came because of the Browns when they before that drive. Mm-hmm. And I said, and I told this to Billy.
Back up, Rafa, after moving from El Salvador, he went to New York.
To New York. Grew up in New York.
Okay.
So I'm a Jets fan.
Right,
I was a
allowed,
fan. I was a fan of the Sack Exchange. And I said this to Bernie Kosar in person. I said, I don't want to hear about the drive and the heartbreak because the week before that, Mark Gastineau was flagged for a late hit. And then the Browns won in overtime.
Yes, they did.
And when the Jets were supposed to, led by Ken O'Brien, they were supposed to be in that game.
That was a great game. And, Bernie
and then,
was great. Yeah.
Fast forward to 1997, that night that you're talking about, Sandy Alomar hit that homer off of Mariano Rivera to basically break the streak of like championship for the Yankees. So 2016 was a payback for me for Cleveland.
Well, Rafa, you know I do like you, but I don't mind.
We feel awful, Rafa.
Right, sorry about that.
Yeah, but it's terrible.
I don't have a lot of compassion.
Yeah, no, not none. None, in fact. Hey, you did an exclusive with Art Modell, right, Mike?
Well, what happened was all the rumors were really bubbling about the Browns possibly
at that time,
moving.
Right.
And we kind of got the word, I think it actually came out of Baltimore, hey, this is going down.
Right.
So went in very early on a Saturday morning. And, you know, back then, one thing about Art, you had his home phone, and he'd pick up.
Is that
he'd
right?
Call him. And I did at I don't know what, it was before 5, I think, in the morning.
Wow.
Actually.
Early buried
and,
the worm.
And, it was out there. I think he knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. And he answered and basically confirmed it. That happened on Monday. So that was a day, it's still, even to this day, is surreal for me.
I bet.
Because it really is like when you go by the terminal tower, and it's like they took the terminal tower and moved it. Uh-huh. The idea of the Cleveland Browns, even when there were rumors – you know, John and Rafa. And they were getting stronger at that time. Mm-hmm. But it's like, nah, that really can't happen. Mm-hmm. And it did. So that was probably of the newsiest interviews. Yeah, that was, I don't think I can top that with anything I've done as far as that experience. And then, of course, we that was the story of the year. And it was, ironically, it was a week after the Indians had just gone to the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were on this incredible high.
Right.
And then to this
I forgot
amazing,
about that, yeah.
Well, it was just a really surreal time in all of our lives, and to have lived it then, and then to talk to Modell, knowing that this was going to happen, it's still surreal to me when I look back at it.
Mike Snyder, great stuff again. Congratulations,
Thank you.
Hall of Famer, Mike Snyder. Obviously it's been a pleasure to work with you all of these years. Well deserved privilege to be on the same Cavs radio team. Congrats, my friend.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Rafa. I will give her my best. Right.
No more
nice to her.
No more Google. Yeah, no more Google searches of Mike Snyder.
I haven't Googled in a while. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, good thing. It's a good thing. Joe Gabriel of Cavs.com is straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
It's time to get charged up when your Canton Charge return to the Civic Center for opening night Saturday, November 10th at 7 p.m. All fans in attendance will receive a charge magnet schedule from State Farm, and there's free post-game autographs. Experience the fun and excitement of NBA G League basketball for a great night out for only $9. Get your tickets now by visiting CantonCharge.com. Your Charge are powered by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Metallica World Wired Tour live.
After.
Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena.
Hardwired to self-destruct.
Metallica.
Spit out the ball.
Buy tickets at theqarena.com, the venue box office, all Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations, or by phone. World Wired Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
Metallica.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three.
Hey! Nailed it! Get four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Sam Decker bothered by Tatum at the left point. Whoa! Crossed him over. Decker to the basket. He banks it in. Oh, what a magnificent move by Sam Decker.
Get your family fun pack today at Cavs.com/offers. Four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
We are back here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Our thanks to new Hall of Famer Mike Snyder.
Yeah.
Always great to catch up with Michael, and welcome to this guy.
Glad he's well.
From Cavs.com, it's Joe Gabriel. How terrific is Mike, right?
Great. Well, that's a tough act to follow. I don't want to follow Mike Snyder.
Hey, this show's packed,
well, Ron Hall of Famer.
You followed Kaylee Griffin, too.
I mean, that's what I mean. I'm getting buried here. Viewers don't want to see my gross visage.
But you're a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I am.
Whatever Hall of Fame that is, but your first ballot.
Oh, thanks.
You've always been a second half show guy.
You're
closer, man. You're closer.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
We need you for the late innings.
Yeah.
Middle to late reliever.
Oh, I feel good.
All right, good. Good to see you.
Great to see you guys.
Thoughts right now as Larry Drew signs the contract? He's the new head coach.
It's great. Stability, man. These young, and Larry said it before the game where he got signed. Young guys need to see a stable leader, a voice in charge, and now he and his staff can really, kind of lock in and get going on the season.
He's been around. I mean, he knows in the NBA there are ups and downs. You go through the cycle. He's been in pretty much every single situation, not only as a player but also a coach, and he's certainly well-equipped to handle this team moving forward. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. He's part of the championship culture. He really is.
So. I wanted to ask you, you have experience, you know, in the NBA. You founded NBA.com and Cavs.com and all that. So you have experience talking to these coaches after games. Mm-hmm. Is there something you can read or like a difference you see or what's your take?
I don't want to, you know, compare him to
him, but I'm saying, what do you read? Like, what do you?
Well, he has a certain calmness to him that I think, you know, again, these are young guys, and same thing, they need a stable voice, and Larry Drew is a calming voice. He makes you feel
steady.
Calm,
yeah.
Steady. You know, yeah, what I mean, he makes you feel like, okay, everything's going to be okay, and especially for young guys, they need to see, for lack of a better word, a father figure who really just takes charge of the team and says, this is what we're doing. This is the vision. And
if you ever want a picture of whatever Joe G just said, I don't want to ruin what he just said, it was perfect. Just go bring the Caps HQ cameras to the gym on the road and take a peek at Larry Drew working out. He's just so calm.
Right.
He just said, he's like steady. He works out, but he's just straight line.
I mean, even T. Lou used to talk about, he was like Denzel. I mean, Larry Drew is really super cool, man. You know, he's got LA.
Listen to his tunes coming in and out.
Exactly.
So, good for Larry Drew. All right, for those of you new to the show, Joe Gabriel, each and every week in the second half of the show, brings something new, and we don't know what it is.
Well,
each and every week.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, we should do some house cleaning. And I don't I feel bad. I don't know the exact number for the over-under, but I was going to see how much stuff I could steal from hotel rooms this year.
Steal's not a great word.
Steal is not a right word. To co-opt, I guess, to kind of take or and move it to another, you know, so I take it.
You're talking about
shampoos and conditioners. I mean, what the hell do I need shampoo or conditioner for?
I don't.
You guys really don't either. So I take it, and then I take it to, like, the women's shelter.
Which is great, right, which is why it's not stealing.
So, exactly. So that's kind of what I just wanted to show you guys, like, what do you think of the...
Ooh.
That's what I have just so far this season.
This season?
That's right.
What are those things
season
in the black?
Season just started. We're
what are those black bags?
We're only 3 weeks.
There's no black bags. What are you looking at? Those are the bottles. Those are the bottles. That's from the last
bottles.
Trip. Yeah.
I'm blind.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's soaps. See, this
that's
is.
Nice.
You guys should do this.
I do.
You guys do.
Let's
you?
Do it together.
Just do it for yourself.
I use it myself.
Your stuff.
I use it myself, but I can't go
don't,
with you.
You don't need
I
it.
Did,
you
I did.
You don't need it, pretty boy. Just
you do have
it.
A luscious head of hair. I mean, compared to the
hair. I'm competing with Jerry in Macedonia for Head and Shoulders commercial. But I wanted to also do a little house cleaning before we go into this week's thing. That the over on the taco night on the road is like it's looking really good. We even had taco night on the plane.
We have taco night everywhere we go.
Everywhere we have been to.
Rafa of all people seems to get offended every time.
Not offended. But if it was real Mexican food,
here we go.
I wouldn't mind it. Mm-hmm. But just tortillas.
But they have to do.
But you're shocked
beef.
You're shocked that in Charlotte they're not having real Mexican food. I mean, what kind of
these people have to be versatile, man? They have to be versatile. They have to cook a different thing every night. They have to go.
That's not really authentic.
But here at the Q, we have different things.
Memphis didn't have authentic Mexican. Oh my heaven forbid!
They should make a rule like tacos do not have guacamole. That's it. If you want to put guacamole on your tacos, then you go ahead and put it. But you do not serve tacos with lettuce and guacamole and sour cream on top. You serve them. You know what? I'm going to Mexico for the Monday night game this year. I'm going to take pictures of you what a taco looks
thank
like.
Thank you. Please.
And then we can bring it around the league.
Please. Thank goodness.
He's a taco snob.
Yeah, thank goodness you'll do that for us. We'll be waiting, holding our breaths. All right,
so can I say my next thing? And
yes.
Really all it is a question, but I know how to get Rafa wound up.
Oh,
so.
Jesus.
All right. Okay, so obviously, like, this is a taped show. I mean, people know that there aren't little people living in a box in their front room.
And we don't lie. And that we don't do the same show for 2 straight weeks.
Right.
And do it just like that. That's the same thing.
And it's being taped on Election Day, which is a huge day, you know, this country, especially this year. I'm going to go vote right after I leave here. So I'm feeling patriotic, and I wanted to ask a patriotic question. And it's just one question. Do you think Jetty Osman and Ante Zizic, not just those two, but foreign players in general, know the lyrics to the national anthem?
I will say no. Because they've been...
That's a really good question. I don't know. I would say
is it lyrics? Is it lyrics to the national anthem, or is those words to the national anthem?
No, I think
lyrics. Do you think through just through osmosis? I would say hearing it 82 times a year that eventually they learn the national anthem.
No, eventually,
but
yes,
not that
but they're
simple.
In there.
When it's a second language, like I still have here, I still listen to songs in English that I don't know what they're saying. I got to go up and look for the lyrics.
I know that's you have, so you it's have not difficulty just, it's not with or of, the land of the free. That seems to
yeah. I well, that's the other thing. The language is kind of like the and you know.
I mean, it was written at a different time in our
I know that,
history.
But I'm I would say no because I would say no because I've been on those shoes. And after what they have been here for what 3-4 years at the most?
Yeah, yeah. But again, 82 times it's like.
But it's not.
I'd say by now, no. Right now in their second season, no.
I'm gonna say definitely yes.
No.
You hear it 82 times. Eventually, like I said, it's like
we'll ask Kaylee Griffin to do a report on this.
I'll bet you half of those soaps and those shampoos that if you go down to the practice facility and ask either one of them to recite the national anthem, you're telling me they're going to get it word for.
Saying word for word.
I'll even give you 90%, 95% accuracy. I bet you'd know.
85%
accuracy. You said I guarantee. I'll bet you half of that stock of.
That they don't know.
I don't need those products. Okay. I'm not going to bet you anything, but I bet you they don't.
Okay.
And again,
Rafa has second.
It doesn't matter. If they don't know it, there's nothing bad about it.
No,
no.
I've been in those shoes.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, I wonder, you know, again, if you lived in a foreign country, eventually, if one of us played, you would.
No, you wouldn't.
Eventually, yes, but not in their second year.
John Michael, where were you
born? To begin with?
Where was I born? Western Pennsylvania.
Do you know the Canadian national anthem?
I do because I spent in the NHL. But I speak English.
Yes.
I don't know the French lyrics in Montreal, and I've heard those time again.
Jetty knows. Jetty's English is great. Dante's is not bad.
Good question, but I'm going to say no. Let's go to the Cleveland Clinic courts. I bet you if we
ask. Let's go right now.
Right after you vote.
I don't think they do.
That's interesting. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We're going to find out. And that's it.
I was going to ask you the last thing. And Rafa,
coming up against.
I wonder if Rafa can answer this without bashing someone.
I don't even know what the question is.
What's your favorite? We see all the national anthems all over the country. We see every arena there is, and you kind of have to watch it. It's not like you can, you know.
Right.
Who does the best national anthem of all the people you've seen?
I know what my partner Jim Jones would say.
Okay,
Santana.
Oh, that is one of the worst. That is one of the absolute worst.
I knew that was going to bother Rafa, too.
I knew he couldn't get through.
Jones loves the guitar.
I like the anthem in Toronto. And
Joe Gabriel.
Oh, Canada.
Thanks, as always. We'll take a break here on Cavs HQ.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt and Pepper. Real good. Tiffany. Debbie Gibson. Only in my dreams. And Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at thecuearena.com and in KOTV.com. New Kids on the Block.
Looking for a different kind of mattress buying experience? Welcome to Levin Mattress. With more than 98 years of providing better sleep to our customers, Levin's commitment to quality, value, and service is unmatched. Plus, as the leading mattress retailer, Levin Mattress has all the top name brands crafted in the U.S. at the lowest prices guaranteed. Get the best selection and guaranteed lowest price on Tempur-Pedic and Serta Eye Comfort with no interest financing. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside every Levin Furniture showroom.
Come on, we're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Wednesday, November 7th, the Cavs will honor veterans and active military during Salute to Service Night presented by Ohio Cat.
Here's Love now, left side of the lane. Goes to the paint, gets hung on to, somehow muscled it up, and muscled it in.
Cavs versus Thunder on Salute to Service Night presented by Ohio Cat, November 7th at 7. Let's thank our service members together. Visit Cavs.com for tickets.
So what did we learn today, Rafa? We're going to be seeing a lot of Kaylee Griffin as we move forward. Joe Gabriel's doing quite well in his search for soaps and shampoos and things out of hotels.
And Mike Snyder is just fine.
Do not mess with Mike Snyder's wife.
Yeah.
Those are the three takeaways from today's
yes,
show.
Yes, for sure. And I like all the fact that we're going to have more Kaylee coming up on Caps HQ.
She's terrific.
I think we'll convince her to come back.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, the Wolf, Joe G, always comes up with things that I want to see what I can do with my shampoos. See if I can do something with that.
We'll work on that. Yeah, great. We're going to have Kaylee back as we roll forward here on Cavs HQ. Joe as well for Kaylee, for Mike, for Joe. He's Raf. I'm John. Thanks for joining us right here on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, TheQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.